So towards the end of the parasha, in the fourth set of brachas that where Bilam is talking about the Yemos HaMashiach, it says Vayaras Amalek, he saw Amalek, Vayisa Mashale Vayomar, and Bilam began speaking and he said Reshis Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first of the nations, Vachrisei Adei Oved, and his end will be destruction. So the Chasam Sofer in this week's parasha says, I'll read you his words. Shamati, I have heard. Einu yodea b'shem mi. I don't know in whose name. Gam einu yodea l'farash hakavana. I also don't know how to explain it. Rak atik kasha shamati. I will just write it down as I heard it. V'yishma chacham. And perhaps a chacham will understand it. V'hu. And what I heard was Kirosha Tevis, that the first letters Shal Levi Kahos Amram Moshe, the first letters of Levi Kahos Amram Moshe, who Amalek is Amalek. So Amalek is Rosh Tevis, says Chasam Sofer, of Amram Moshe Levi Kahos. Vezehu Reishis Goyim Amalek. And that is what it says, Reishis, Goyim Amalek, the first letters of Goyim is Amalek. What is Goyim? Ki Levi Ubanov, Heim Reishiyos Shal HaShvatim Shnikru Gamkin Goyim. Because Levi and his children are the heads of the Shvatim, which the Shvatim are also called Goyim. The Shvatim are called nations. So Reishis, Goyim Amalek. Amalek is the first letters of Amram Moshe Levi Kahos. Now, the Chasam Sofer didn't know how to explain it. I definitely don't know how to explain it, but I will suggest an approach. What does Amalek have anything to do with Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kahos? Now, once we've touched on Amalek, I'm going to point out the numerous kashas that I usually ask about Amalek. Back in Parshas Vishalach, towards the end of the parsha, we have Melchemes Amalek there. The pasuk says, "Vayavei Amalek, vayilachem im Yisrael b'Refidim." Amalek came and fought with Yisrael and Refidim. And Chazal say that Refidim is made up of two words, which is Rifin Yadayim, loosening of the hands. And Chazal say that Kiven Sherafu Yudeim and Atayra Miyad Vayavei Amalek. As soon as Bnei Yisrael loosened their hands from the Torah, immediately Amalek attacked them. And as I've always pointed out, why is it that they use the word that they loosen their hands from the Torah? It seems that the more appropriate word would be that they loosen themselves from the Torah. And we know that the hands played a great role in this battle against Amalek, because, as the pasuk says, Kashi Yodin Moshe Yodai V'gavar Yisrael, when Moshe would lift his hands, Bnei Yisrael would be victorious. When he would put his hands down, V'gavar Amalek would be victorious. So what do the hands represent, and how were they so essential in this battle against Amalek? Now, in that same parsha, it says that v'yidei Moshe kevedim, the hands of Moshe were heavy. So Aharon and Hur ascended to the hill, and they supported Moshe's hands. And we need to understand why was it specifically Aharon and Hur to be the ones to support Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. Going back to Parshas Balak, I'd like to once again understand the two places that Balak took Bilam to curse Bnei Israel. The first place, it says, Vayar Misham Ketzei Ha'am. He saw the edge of the nation. In the second place, it says, Efes Ketzei Hotira. You will see the Efes, the very edge of the nation. What do these adjectives represent? Ketzei Ha'am, the edge of the nation. Efes Ketzeihu. So I'd like to suggest like this. There are two areas. There are many areas in Yiddishkeit that require a balance. But two specific areas that a balance is very, very essential. And when a person doesn't have the right balance, it actually is very dangerous. Area number one is the area of humility and arrogance. We know that it is very, the attribute, the character trait of humility is a very, very important attribute. The Rambam says it's the most important attribute of all of the midos. Eikav anova yiras Hashem. The anova, humility, is very essential to the life of a yid. However, if a person takes humility to an extreme, it carries the danger of putting a person into depression. If a person is so busy focused on their own lowliness, they will eventually become depressed. And that is why it is necessary for a person to have the Vayigbal Libay Bedarkei Hashem. The person needs to lift their hearts when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The person needs to know that despite my lowliness, I am precious to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants my Avodah. And as the Rebbeinu used to say, that a person has to have, in one hand, a person has to have the Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, I am dust and ashes, which is humility. In the other hand, a person has to have the B'shvili Nivra Olam, the world was created for me. A person has to have the Vayigva Liboy. A person needs to lift his heart when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Obviously, if a person would say, who am I to put on tefillin? Or who am I to daven? And the person wouldn't put on tefillin or daven, that's not a humility that is appropriate. That's when a person needs to raise themselves. So there needs to be a balance. Obviously, if a person only focuses on the arrogance, only on the Vayigba Liba B'darkei Hashem, that is going to make the person very arrogant. And as Chazal say, somebody who is arrogant is as if he's an idol worshiper. So there needs to be a balance between Anova and Vayigbal Livoy B'Darkei Hashem, the balance between the Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer and the B'Shvili Nivra Ha'olam. Another area that needs a balance is, as Chazal tell us, that regarding the Yetzirah, a person has to have, or regarding chinuch, a person has to have the small doiche in yamin makarevis. A person has to be able to be, to push away with his left hand and to embrace with his right hand. If a person always embraces, if there's only chesed without any discipline, that carries a danger, especially when we're dealing with all types of people. Always embracing can cause other people to have a negative influence upon ourselves, upon our children. We need to know when it's time to push away. always embracing children, giving them everything that they want would obviously spoil them. Giving in to everything we ourselves want spoils us. Everything our Yetzer Hara wants, even if it's in areas that are permissible. These are areas that are dangerous. If we don't have the correct discipline, if we don't have the small doicha, the left hand pushing away when we need to be disciplined, then we can be negatively influenced, and we can fall to taiva, to desire, from which it is very difficult to climb out of. And obviously, just pushing away all the time is also dangerous. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to embrace other Yidden, to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. We need to show love to our children. We can't always be pushing away. And even regarding our own Yetzer Hara, we can't always, obviously we're talking about in areas that are permissible, we can't always push away. There are areas, there are times when the things we desire are actually appropriate. So there needs to be, and it's very important, that there should be a balance. We need to know when to bring close, when to use our right hand to embrace, and when to push away with our left hand. These four areas, which are the Vayigbal Liboy Bedarkei Hashem, raising our heart in Avodas Hashem, humility, embracing, and pushing away, are represented by Amram, Moshe, Levi, and Kahas. Amram, the definition of Amram is Amram, a lofty nation. A nation that is high, a nation that is elevated. It represents the Vayigbal Liboy Bedarkei Hashem, lifting our hearts when it comes to Avodas Hashem. That is what Amram represented, the importance of the Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Moshe, as we know, represents humility. Moshe was the most humble person upon the face of the earth. Moshe represents the utmost humility, the importance of the Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. Levi represents the concept of small doicha, pushing away with the left. Levi is Midas Hadin. And as Yaakov Avinu cursed Levi, Orur Apom Kioz, cursed is their anger because it is so strong. Ve'avrosam Kikoshosa. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vezayis HaBrocha praises Levi that they were able to kill their own brothers and children when it came to the Chet HaEgel. Levi's power is the small doicha, the importance of discipline and pushing away when one is supposed to push away. Kahos comes from the word v'lo yikhas amen, which means to gather, to embrace. What Amalek does is Amalek distorts the balance. Amalek wants us to take things to an extreme without a balance. Amalek is gematria, rum. Amalek is a gematria to be elevated, to be arrogant. On the other hand, Amalek, it says, "Vayizanev b'cha kla nechsholem acharecha." Amalek wants us to focus on our past, to be focused on the past, and to dwell in the guilt, and to despair because, due to our past, instead of strengthening ourselves with the future. And that's why it says in the Pasuk, Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim, erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens, because we know that Shemayim is called Shemayim because it's Esh and Mayim, it's fire and water. Fire rises, water descends. Fire represents the B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam, V'yigba Liba B'darka Hashem. Water represents humility. And Shemayim represents the perfect balance of Esh and Mayim, of the B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam and the Anochi Afa V'Efer. Amalek wants us to be Tachas HaShemayim. Amalek doesn't want us to have that balance. He either wants us the extreme of Esh, which is Ram, or the extreme of Mayim, having us focus on our past. So we have a mitzvah of Timche Zecher Amalek Mitachas HaShemayim. Erase the memory of Amalek from Tachas HaShemayim. Every Yid needs to have Shemayim. We need to have that perfect balance. And Amalek also wants to distort the balance of the hands, the right hand and the left hand. Either he wants us to always embrace or to always push away, not to have the good balance. And that's why Chazal tell us, Kimin Shirafu Yudeya min HaTorah, when we loosened our hands from the Torah, meaning when we didn't use our hands in a Torah fashion, we didn't have the correct balance, Miyad V'yavai Amalek, that's when Amalek comes. And that's why Kashi Yada Moshe Yadai V'gavar Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, showing B'nai Yisrael that they need to have the balance, the correct balance, of when to have the Yamin Mekarevitz, when to have the small Doicha. That's when V'gavar Yisrael. And that's why it was specifically Aharon and Chur that it supported Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. Aharon was the one that was Mekarev Yidin. Oyev Esabri was a Mekarev on the Torah. He was the one that brought them close. He supported Moshe Rabbeinu's right hand. And Chur was the one that screamed. When it came to the Chet HaEgel, Chur lost his life because he pushed away. He supported Moshe Rabbeinu's left hand. So when you now understand why Amalek is Rosh HaTevis, Amram Moshe Levi Kahas. It was those specific four areas that Amalek tries to take us to extremes. And I believe that Balak thought that he would be able to overcome B'nai Yisrael if he got Bilam to focus on those who are at an extreme. So the first place he took Bilam was to people who are extremely involved in the B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam. He took them where he saw Ktzei Ha'am. He saw a nation that were at an extreme. They were at an edge. And instead of cursing them, Bilam said to these people, why are you so involved in the B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam? Mimono Afar Yaakov. Don't forget the offer of Yaakov. Don't forget the Anoichi offer of Efer. Don't forget that you need to be humble. Umispar es Roiva Yisrael. You also need to count the Roiva Yisrael. Now, if you look at the Roiva backwards, it says Avar, which is the past. So if you're looking to your past, the word Roiva appears as Avar. So Bilam was telling the Ktzei Ha'am, instead of cursing them, the people that are so involved in the B'shvili Nivra Olam, you have to focus on the Afar. You need to focus on the fact that Anochi Afar Ve'efer. You need to also focus on your past, to humble yourselves. So Balak decided, you know what, let me take Bilam to see the other extreme. I'm going to show them Efes Kotzehu Tira. I want you to show you the people that are on the extreme of Efes, the extreme of being nothing in their own eyes. The people that are extremely humble. And when Bilam saw them, instead of cursing them, he said, Lahibit Aven Biyakov, Lahira Amal Biyisrael, don't be so small in your eyes. Hashem doesn't look at your iniquities. Hashem doesn't look at your faults. Hashem alikav imoy, don't forget that you have a neshama, that Hashem your God is with you. Esruas melech boy, that you're a kingly people. But don't forget the b'shvili nivra olam. So then Balak decided he's going to take Bilam to perhaps focus on the people that take the Yamin Makarevis, or the small doiche, to an extreme. So it says that he took him to face the Chet HaEgel. By the Chet HaEgel is where we find that Aharon embraced Klal Yisrael, despite the fact that they were going to worship the eagle, and that is where Hur pushed them away. Now, the Ohel, the tent, represents a place of an inclusive place. That is where Avraham Avinu would invite everyone into his Ohel. The Mishkan was an exclusive place. Only certain people were allowed to enter the Mishkan. If one entered the Mishkan while they were Tomei, they were Chayiv Misa. The Mishkan was an exclusive place. So when Bilam looked at the Yidden that were at a certain extreme in regarding the Yamin Mekarevis, or the small Doicha, he exclaimed, "Matovu Oyhalecha Yaakov, Mishkan Oysecha Yisrael." How beautiful is it when you would have a balance between the Oyhel and the Mishkan, that you would embrace when you need to embrace and push away and exclude when exclusion is necessary. So the lesson of Parshas Balak is the importance of the balance in these areas of Anoichi Afa Ve'efer B'Shvili Nivra Olam, in the Yamin Mekarevis, in the small Doicha, to know when to bring close, when to push away. That is how we eradicate Amalek. And the schus of us doing things with the appropriate balance . We should be zoicha to eradicate the memory of Amalek. Oh, there's another knetch to this. Balak and Bilam's names also represent these inyanim, because the bays of their name represent, which the bays represents two, which represents the necessity of a balance. Balak confused the balance of the Lamed and the Kuf, of the Levi and the Kahas, of when to push away and when to bring close. He went and made peace with Midian in order to curse Yisrael. So he absolutely switched the two around. Where he should have brought close, he pushed away. Where he should have pushed away, he brought close. So he's called Balak. There's the Bays, the Bays, which represents the necessity of a balance, but he struggled with the Lamed and the Kuf. Bilam, on the other hand, also begins with a Beis, represents his struggle with the balance of the two. Bilam didn't have the Kuf within him. He didn't have the Kahas, which represents the Yamin Mekarevis. He didn't even have that within him. So he has no Kuf in his name altogether. What he does have is the Lamed, which is Levi. So Bilam is the one cursing people, pushing them away. And Bilam struggles with the Amram and the Moshe. He struggles with Gaiva, with the balance of Gaiva and Anova, as we know that Bilam was a very arrogant person. As it says in Pirkei Avos, he had a Ruach Gevoya. He was a very arrogant person. So that's why he's called Beis with only the Lamed, Ayin, Mem. He doesn't have the Kuf. He has the Levi, Amram, Moshe. He has difficulty with the balance of Levi, Amram, Moshe. Amalek has difficulty with the balance of all four. Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kahas. Balak struggles with Levi and Kahas. Bilam struggles with Levi, Amram, and Moshe. He doesn't have the Kahas altogether. So in the schus of we making sure that we have the appropriate balance, we should be zeichet to mechias amalek, and that all of the klalas should be neshapach the brachas. We should be zeichet bekarev to be as Mashiach tzidkenu, v'mehirah b'yameinu amen.